John Lothian News caught up with Jay Cowie, co-founder of the cannabis consultancy Supercritical, at the midwinter meeting of the Security Traders Association. Jay, what is your take on the launch of legal cannabis in Illinois?
The January 1st rollout of the adult recreational market in Illinois was as expected. There were lines, and a lot of those lines were probably first-timers curious about the product. But also keep in mind that people are queuing up because there is variety, there is selection, there is a chance to buy products that they know have been tested. So people are going to pay a little bit more for that. They're willing to absorb the tax consequence of buying it in a legal market. Did we have the shortages? Yes, but that was expected. And I think what needs to happen is that the market needs to find some type of equilibrium, some kind of groove between supply and demand. I mean, heck, we're 4 weeks into the new market, and I think it's a little early to portend that things aren't going exactly well. I think it's quite the opposite, and we will get that equilibrium.
Can you give us Supercritical projections for Illinois' cannabis-related profits in 2020?
Well, I'm pretty much in agreement with the Brightfield report. I believe it was that they're projecting $1.2, $1.3 billion in cannabis sales in Illinois by 2023. At Supercritical, we have no reason to not believe that. You have to think in terms of the population density of Illinois and the fact that there's 80 million people that come through O'Hare every year. We'll look to the north of us where Wisconsin has no program in place, or to the east of us with Indiana, and you'll see that the dispensary locations that are along those borders are pretty well filled with people coming in from out of state. So the projections for Illinois cannabis market, I think, are right on track, if not a little bit shy.
Now that the launch is out of the way, what do you see as the next steps?
The pace of investment will certainly pick up as more and more banking policies loosen up, but it will be the full federal legalization that really allows not only the cross-state banking, federal banking, but the transportation of product across state lines. If you look what happened in Nevada, when they went legal, they ran out of think pretty much on the third day, yet they were unable to obtain it from neighboring states due to the way that the laws are structured. So going forward, it's all going to be based on the full legality of it. In the panel we talked about, 7% of institutional money is currently allocated to cannabis. That will grow probably by threefold just on the day that cannabis goes legal at the federal level.
This is Suzanne Cosgrove reporting for John Lothian News.